Yeah, actually things were pretty good. When looking at the violent crime, everything was pretty close to what it was in 2012. I think the only thing that really went up, burglaries went up slightly, maybe about 10 more. Aggravated assaults jumped up a little bit more, but the big push from those came from domestics. But all in all, everything was pretty close to 2012, either at or below. There's a couple of categories that were a little bit higher, but pretty good considering we've had another year of growth in Sioux Falls.
You know, when do you think that will be official, if you will? What I mean is an actual report.
It probably won't be out until maybe March, I'm hoping, would be when it's finally published.
Okay. So I think it's fair to say that these are like preliminary results, if you will.
No, these numbers won't change. These numbers are, I mean, I have other material that I have to get, and then it has to get put together before that'll be published. But the numbers are, I ran the numbers, I think it was last week, so that's good for the year, so those numbers won't change at all.
Are there any numbers, and maybe you don't have it in front of you, any numbers off the top of your head you can give us? You know, I'm like a factoid person here. Any stat at all?
Yeah, our burglaries in 2012, we had 870. 2013, we had 881. Our robberies in 2012, we had 83. 2013, we had 80. Vandalism's actually dropped. In 2012, we had 1,979. 2013, we had 1,837. So pretty good numbers. The rape numbers we had dropped as well. In 2012, we had 153 reported rapes. 2013, we had 142. Rapes are a little different. It's pretty rare that we have any rapes where the victim and suspect are complete strangers. The reports that we get here, almost all of them, there's some type of connection, whether they are an acquaintance or relative of that person.